The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is July 20th, 2016, and this is another 5 for 15, and I have our good friend Adam T. Glass on with us. And before I bring Adam in, the name of the show is called Battle Cry, and we just did one that will be up tomorrow, not taught in school. This one is even probably going to be more aggressive because of the way we're going to go with it. Adam, welcome again to 5 for 15, brother.
Man, thank you for having me out today. My favorite show to be on.
I tell you what, not only that, if anybody knew, we are at time almost. I got Will Dinwiddie on in 20 minutes. Adam and I are going to set a world record today for a crushing show, even less time. So, Battle Cry, hit it. Tell me what you think Battle Cry is to you.
I'll tell you right now what I'm thinking of right when I hear that, man, is I get these images, okay, and it's that moment where, remember, this victory and failure are decided long before the clock ran down to zero. Victory and failure was decided very often long before the first point is scored, okay? And the thing is, it's a field of contest, and it doesn't matter if it's you and another man, you and an object, you and an idea. And the battle cry is that it's that release that I'm not leaving anything on this field. I'm not going to go home with 15% left, all right? I'm not only going to expend 30%. I'm giving it all right now. It's all coming out right at this moment. If I fall right now, it's because there was nothing left to fight with. And if I make it, it's going to be a complete – I'm going to devour this opponent. I'm going to destroy this thing. It's one or the other. It's either breaking me or I'm running through it right now.
Yep, I agree totally. And battle cry, when you're talking, that makes my blood fire, man. It makes my brain fire. It's like, and this is what we want to, I'm going to say on my end, and Adam, come right back. This is what I want to convey to everybody, men and women out there, and kids too. Never take this and just repress this stuff in you. When you feel it, show it. Be more than you want to be at the time. Every one of us has got the battle cry in us. It's just like when Adam and I did a show last week on the beast, and we talked mainly about men. These things are now, they want to pat it down, push it down, bury it. I got news for you. Last night was one of the greatest moments of lifting for me, and it was a very small thing, and it's been going on the last few weeks. Everyone knows I've had some crap with my shoulder. There's no damage. You know, I go and get it fixed. You know, it's better. Then it goes back and blah, blah, blah. And I got to tell everybody one thing, and this is not a promotion for anything, but I want to thank Dr. Wong, Steven Santangelo, and especially our good friend Paul Becker, who makes Earth Pulse sleeping products, and they're incredible. And it's all done through, obviously, the magnets between your mattresses. But Paul had the same problem. He's an avid surfer, and he built a stim machine for himself, and it cured the shoulder. He is surfing like a madman and playing golf like a madman again. So he says, I want to send you one. And he sent me one. I've had it for 2.5 weeks now. It is definitely the defining piece in this whole thing. I have so much mobility, not only in the left shoulder, but the right shoulder now. And I was telling Adam, I know it's not a big dumbbell, 72-pound, 2-inch handle, clean and press. Okay, but before, a 50-pounder or a 30-pounder would bother me. And I was like, I'm not going to keep screwing around because if I blow my shoulder out, then I'm in trouble. Well, the deciding factor has definitely been the stim machine. And there's more stuff we're going to wire to me, and I'm like an electrical piece of big high voltage. And, you know, I get the same thing from everybody. Are you afraid of your heart? All that voltage going through you can give you a heart attack. Well, fuck it. I don't want to live then. I'm not living a half man, not able to do what I want to do. This is my DNA. This is my battle cry. And last night, as everyone knows that listens to the show, thanks to our good friend John McKean, I've been doing the tri-quad dead stop squat in the power rack, which means no hands holding the bar. Try that sometime. Last night I roasted 450 pounds. Shoulder felt so good. I said, I've got to try the dead stop with the shoulder, you know, holding the bar behind me. I'm here to say, only went up to mid twos, did it with no problem at all. I got to tell you today, I feel better than better could ever be. The description I could give you is this. You should have heard the battle cry that was let loose after that set last night. You would think that I was murdering somebody. It was a Viking cry. It was the loudest, most rejoiceful thing, if there's such a word, let's just say rejoice, that I've had, I can't tell you, in probably 8 months. When you explore this, when you complete things that you've been struggling with, that's been beating you back, that you're like, what do I do now? I've tried everything. I've talked to people. Well, here's the deal. Persistence will always win. Go ahead, brother.
The group of men that I want to really reach out to, man, is there's a group out there that y'all are so quiet. And yeah. You're quiet because you grew up being told, no, 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 be quiet, shut up, be quiet, okay? And there's a whole group of men out there that, man, they've lost that light in their eyes. They've lost their correct, healthy expression of their aggression, of their manhood. So what we have is these scenarios where the only time they can let anything out is at the most inappropriate times. You know, their kid knocks a cup of juice over in the front room and they're shouting at a kid, or they're shouting at their wife, all right? Or they're, you know what I mean, shouting at coworkers or people out in the world. And here's the deal. Inside of you, it's just like Eric and I talked about a while back. There really is a beast. And I'm going to tell you something. That beast must be contained, controlled, but also released and exploited at times. You have to understand both ends of the thing. And you have to have a way to get this thing out of you at times, because if you don't, it's coming out anyway.
Yep.
And this is a big thing. You got to find something that you're going to go all the way, dial turned all the way up on. The governor's got to come completely off for something. You know, for us, we choose to make it strength training, but that's not the only way it could go. Okay. It could be anything. It could be, you know, skateboarding, mountain climbing, wrestling. It could be creation of things. I've seen some guys, man, that they're fabricators, and you can see that beast coming out of them with this work that they do. But here's the thing. It's got to really speak to you. Okay. I can't put you in a situation and tell you that, hey man, this is for you. So open up. If it's not really for you, you're the one who decides that. So here's the thing, man, find something and let it out. Find something and come a little unglued. All right. And especially for all you out there, man, that you're pushing all this down into your belly, it's going to rot in there. All right. You're going to give yourself cancer. You're going to give yourself fucking ulcers and diarrhea and all these problems. It's got to come out of you. And I'll tell you what, direct it. Direct it, because it's power. It's real power.
Yep. And, you know, Adam, this is why I love stone lifting so much and went to Iceland twice and, you know, had the injury, then got in that storm and the whole thing. And most people would say, give it up. Give it up. Never. I will not die until I move that stone to 50 meters. But here's the point of the battle cry. That's what really influenced me to go and want to go these other places, too. And I'll do it in the United States. I'd love to go and find some stones and make them famous and name them. I love my country, man. And I'd love other lifters to get into this. But here's the point of why the voyages were, though,
too.
And
that's the whole show we got to do, by the way. Write that down, that topic right there.
You got it. But here's the thing. Here's one of the things is this. there is a battle cry in you when you get on that plane and you're going to another land that you've never been to, and it's rustic and it's raw and it's been there for hundreds of years, and that stone every day, and I don't care what anyone says. Bill Crawford and I did a show the other day with Stones and about Scotland, where he's getting ready to go for a huge trip. And I can't say any more because you're going to be amazed at what you're going to see once he's back, and we'll have him back for that. But here's the deal. Everything there is alive, and I've always believed it. And I believe, Bill, just like when I've gone to lift stones, the stones literally talk to you, and they do. They tell you things if you listen. It's like anything. But when you go to places like that, there is a battle cry that's innate within you. And when you go there, man, I'm telling you, it's like somebody took your head and screwed it 360 the other way. There is something innate in us men and women, but I'm going to talk about the men because that's who I've always gone with the Iceland. You will never be the same when you come home. And it'll be a positive. Hey, I had a bicep blowout, right? But you know what? When they talk to me there, the guys, they're like, you got a permanent scar from Iceland, you always remember. At the time, I wasn't too hip on that. But when I think back now, 7 years later, by God, I do. I'm proud of it. Did I want that to happen? Absolutely not. But that is the whole thing about what we're talking about today. Life has consequences. Goals have consequences. Things don't always go the way you want them. But you have the chance to improve. You have the chance to get back and do it. As I know, anybody that would go there and have that battle cry, that axe in your hand, that anvil in the other hand, and you're just shaking it at the gods in the sky, and you know what? You're going to go back and do it because you can't rest. I can't rest any day until I'm doing this. This battle cry goes off in me at times that is so intense. If I could jump on Icelandic air in 5 minutes, I'd be gone. When you feel, when you have those feelings inside of you, just think what you can accomplish. Adam, I'll leave it at that. Anything you want to add to it, give out where everybody can get a hold of you. And I'm looking forward to probably the next 1 million of these we do in the next 30 years. So take it away, boss.
The thing that I want to leave y'all with today is this, okay? Find something that when anyone else sees you in that environment, it will change their perception of you for all time. It's yep. Like Eric said, like y'all will see what's coming of that. But for you, okay, you got to find your own equivalent. You have to put yourself in that place that to even go there is going to require a whole different you. And once you come back, the old you is gone. It's a new process. All right. And that's life. It's over and over and over and going through these experiences. All right. And that battle cry, it's both the call to action. All right. And it's the period or it's the exclamation point at the end of the sentence.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about here today. And if you want to talk about this more, man, hit me up, AdamTGlass00@gmail.com. You can also reach me anytime if you ever reach out to Eric. And at the end of the day, I'll tell you this. I will challenge you and I will push you, but it will be to places that you say you want to go.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, this lesson here cannot be taught enough. We could do a second, third, fourth show on this. We all got it in us. It's time to bring it out. It's time to stop being docile, and it's time to step up, man, and go out and find what you love and just scream your battle cry. To get a hold, if you'd like Adam and I to do a show, Fiorella Barbell at nicap.rr.com. Anything you want with this, I'm telling you right now, this is going to, like I said, one of the main reasons why we went 5 for $15 was because I got so many notes from people that do light fitness and love to walk, and they listen to Motivation and Muscle, and they go bananas. Well, we want this 15 minutes to get out to everyone, even kids. That's why we've cooled out the language. It's very important, man. Instruction is always going to win out. Become educated. All I can say is before we sign off are a couple things. You know, we're streaming 24/7 now. There's nobody that can't get the show, and we're going to be going out to more and more places as more and more places are being secured for distribution. This is really big. I've been working 8 months on this, and it's come to fruition. That's my battle cry to tell you today. You can do it. You can get it done, and it's a hell of a great feeling. But never sit on your hands, because there's going to be more coming your way. So we're going to finish off today. Adam, thanks again, man. Jesus, we did two shows in like not even a half an hour. We're the consummate pros here, man. But thanks for being on, and, you know, obviously we'll have you on probably next week again. So thanks for coming on, boss.
Appreciate you, brother.
Same here, man. You are definitely one of a kind, and I mean that in the most compliment of ways. So for Adam T. Glass, this is Eric Fiorello. Remember, not taught in school. Battle cry. Listen to them both. Let us know. Give us your feedback and keep an eye on everything, because there's going to be more and more stuff coming. Have a great week, and I hope this helps you with your life, because this is why we're here. We want to give opportunity to everyone that wants to bust their ass. So have a great week, and we'll talk.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.